Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, August 19th, 2022. Nurses and paramedics are repeatedly harassed, threatened, attacked, or injured in or outside hospitals in Berlin. Last year, police statistics recorded 160 such cases, compared with 145 the year before that. 84 such incidents had already occurred this year by the end of July. Nurses are most frequently attacked by relatives or friends of patients or the patients themselves. Among the 104 incidents last year were 69 assaults, 22 threats, 12 other acts, and one attempted homicide. Firefighters were victims 11 times and other emergency personnel 45 times. The police could not say how many cases involved gang or organized crime and how many, quote, tumultuous gatherings, unquote, there were in such cases because there are no statistics on this. Some cases are known from previous years, however, in which several dozen or more relatives of an injured or killed criminal gathered in an aggressive mood outside hospitals. The total number of all police operations inside and outside hospitals is considerably larger. Last year, it was just under 8,000. That's more than 20 per day. There were almost 600 deployments in Friedrichshain Hospital alone, around 500 in Neukölln Hospital, and 480 in Königin Elisabeth Herzberger Hospital in Lichtenberg. The urban hospital in Kreuzberg had more than 400 calls, and the Hedwig in Mitte had 390. The Anna Lind Elementary School in Wedding has to be moved to a temporary new location. A while ago, as we reported, a section of the school had to be closed due to mold infestation. Now, the entire school is being shut down because measurements in other areas showed that the allowed values had been exceeded. The decision was made by the district health department in agreement with the education authority, and an exception are the mobile classrooms, which are not affected by mold, as well as the container rooms. In the substitute building on Sattwinkler Damm, the entire elementary school could be accommodated, and the lease agreement is ready to be signed, but requires the approval of the Senate Department for Finance and the main committee. The use of the second floor begins this coming Monday. The 2,000-square-foot space will accommodate 11 classrooms. And until the new space is fully ready for occupancy, 3rd through 6th graders will be homeschooled, and emergency care will be provided. The enrollment of 1st graders will still take place at the school's original location in the mobile classrooms and containers not affected by the mold. The Mitte District Office is negotiating with private bus companies and the BVG about measures to ensure school transport to the new site, which is 3 kilometers away. The German government wants to ease the burden on consumers and reduce the value-added tax, or the VAT, on gas to 7% instead of the current 19%. Chancellor Scholz announced this yesterday and added that the regulation will apply until March of 2024, as long as the gas levy of 2.4 cents per kilowatt hour is also charged. Scholz said that the relief will be significantly higher than the burden of the levy. The companies are required to pass the reduction on to customers on a one-to-one basis. Around one half of all households in Germany use gas for heating. According to sample calculations, for a one-person household with an annual consumption of 5,000 kilowatt hours, the levy means an additional annual cost of around 121 euros, even without VAT. For a family household with an annual consumption of 20,000 kilowatt hours, the additional costs without the VAT are around 484 euros per year. Yesterday morning, a World War II bomb was found during construction work at Ostkreuz. The exclusion zone affected around 12,000 people who had to leave the area, and accordingly, Ostkreuz station had to be cleared for defusing. The 500-kilogram bomb was discovered during construction work at the corner of Perseusstrasse and Bodekerstrasse, roughly between the Spree and the Ostkreuz station. And lastly, thank you to Lev for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.